Paul StoryQuest Audiobooks presents Augmented by Anthony James, narrated by Edward Mitchell. The Graveyard. The sixth planet in the Hyal system was alight, its cold, rocky surface hidden beneath a conflagration of intense whites, oranges, and reds. High above this doomed world, the human and astral fleets exchanged missile and particle beam fire. Incendiaries blossomed across a million kilometers of space, their detonations enough to destroy a number of the smaller ships outright and deplete the energy shields of the larger ones. The Hadron battleship, Precept 2, launched wave upon wave of sublight missiles, and its tactical computer kept track of 100,000 others already in flight. Gauss slugs from the estral Vuel cannons and the human bulwarks streaked through space, thinning the salvos of inbound missiles. The Precept 2's battle computer recorded the impacts of its third wave of Lambda missiles against one of the Estral Capital ships. The enemy craft was lost for a moment in a wave of thunderous explosions, and then it burst free from the inferno, its energy shield trailing plasma fire 1,000 kilometers behind. The battle continued for what seemed like an age, with each side unable to land the killing blow. In space combat, no stalemate could last forever. A group of galactic-class heavy cruisers broke away from the main human fleet and attempted to smash through a cluster of estral vessels which acted as a soak for the enemy battleships. For a moment, it looked as if the daring attack would be successful. Then the Precept 2 detected the deployment of an obsidia bomb. The battleship was too far away to be caught in the midst of the blast, but the heavy cruisers and the sixth planet were not. The galactics vanished from the tactical screen and 50% of the planet disintegrated, leaving its molten core visible like a beacon. Precept 2. War protocol breached. Deploy enlightenment. The Hadron sensors recorded the retaliatory deployment of a second obsidia bomb, and this detonation was far larger than the first. Many astral spaceships were completely obliterated, their energy shields incapable of withstanding the force of the explosion. The battle continued. The soft bleeping of an alarm roused Lieutenant Becky Keller, and she cut off her interface with the Precept 2. Returning her consciousness to the cockpit of the shuttle which hovered high above the graveyard on planet Ariel. "You are not permitted to interface with these ships, Lieutenant," the shuttle's AI node XR chided her. "You won't tell, will you?" she asked teasingly, not caring one way or another.
"If I had lips, they would be sealed, ma'am."
Keller lifted one arm and pointed a finger at the sensor screen. The feed was aimed directly at the leftmost of the Hadrons. The battleship was a hulking wedge shape, broad and menacing. Its 6,000-meter...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?